بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصول کے معنی ارشاد. وصول کا حاصل صرف یہ ہے کہ حق تعالیٰ اس شخص پر شفقت اور عنایت فرماتے ہیں. یہ معنی نہیں کہ وہ نعوذ باللہ حق تعالیٰ کی گود میں جا بیٹھتا ہے یا قطرہ کی روح دریا میں مل جاتا ہے. طلب مطلوب ہے نہ کہ وصول. ارشاد. طلب مطلوب ہے, وصول مطلوب نہیں, کیونکہ طلب تو اختیاری ہے اور وصول غیر اختیاری. تصوف کا خلاصہ صرف علم على عمل ہے. ارشاد. تصوف کوئی نئی چیز نہیں, بلکہ یہی نماز روزہ تصوف ہے اور یہی اعمال مقصود ہیں. مجاہدہ کی ضرورت صرف نماز روزہ کو نماز روزہ بنانے کے لیے ہے. تصوف کا خلاصہ صرف علم على عمل ہے. وصول کے معنی ارشاد. وصول کا حاصل صرف یہ ہے کہ حق تعالیٰ اس شخص پر شفقت اور عنایت فرماتے ہیں. یہ معنی نہیں کہ وہ نعوذ باللہ حق تعالیٰ کی گود میں جا بیٹھتا ہے یا قطرے کی روح دریا میں مل جاتا ہے. طلب مطلوب ہے نہ کہ وصول. ارشاد. طلب مطلوب ہے, وصول مطلوب نہیں, کیونکہ طلب تو اختیاری ہے اور وصول غیر اختیاری. تصوف کا خلاصہ صرف علم على عمل ہے. ارشاد. تصوف کوئی نئی چیز نہیں, بلکہ یہی نماز روزہ تصوف ہے اور یہی اعمال مقصود ہے. مجاہدہ کی ضرورت صرف نماز روزے کو نماز روزے بنانے کے لیے ہے. تصوف کا خلاصہ صرف علم على عمل ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. What is meant by a person gaining the proximity of Allah Taala? So proximity doesn't mean you are 20 miles away from Allah Taala. Now you are just within meters of Allah Taala. That's all the meaning. It doesn't mean, like some people misinterpret, that as though a drop has fallen into the ocean or a person has fallen onto the lap of Allah Ta'ala. So then what is the meaning of proximity? Proximity means this person gains the special attention of Allah Ta'ala. Like we have South Africa's ambassador say in Australia. So you would say this person is very close to the leaders, is very close to the leaders, to the ministers, to the prime minister. But when you say he's very close, what does it mean? Is he close physically? So it's not the physical contact. It is that they show him a lot of recognition, they show him a lot of regards. So this is what is meant by being close. Now, this closeness is another term that is used. One is usul and one is talab. Right? So the whole idea here is talab and sa'i, to try and to work. And not to reach. The reaching is not within your control. Can you reach? You can't reach. See, you want to reach Jannat, right? For a very high position. So Jannat is on the seventh heaven, right? From the earth just to the heaven, just to the closest stars, right? They say it takes about 100 million light years just to reach to the near a star. So light years means the distance, the speed of light. And light can travel about 100,000 kilometers a second. So even physically, can you do it? Can't do it. So when you see the proximity of Allah Ta'ala, in other words, you gain the special attention of Allah Ta'ala. So what is required is to keep trying, effort, work, with knowledge. Get the knowledge and keep trying. Many people go wrong in this path here. And they feel now we've worked so much, so long, and we haven't acquired anything. We are still at the same spot where we started. So now, what makes them say that we are at the same spot where we started? So, the reaching Allah Ta'ala here means that you still do the same things, namaz, roza, and other ibadat, but the tasawwuf will teach you how to make the namaz a namaz, how to make the roza a proper roza, how to make the Quran Sharif tilawat a proper Quran Sharif tilawat. So that's what it will enable you to do. While you are doing it, but you're not doing it at a level where it can be endorsed and approved by Allah Ta'ala. Yes. An alim will see it, you say, no, your faras, you absolved of your faras. But as you have you brought it to a level where Allah Ta'ala will accept it. So then this requires some additional knowledge, understanding. Call it understanding. Right. If you got that additional knowledge, you added that knowledge to your present knowledge now, and when you apply yourself, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala blesses you. And this is borne out from a lot of Quranic ayats as well as from the hadith, right? You see that person murdered 100 persons, right? And he was asked to go to the Qariyatul Salihin. And en route, the man died. It's a long story, but then he didn't reach. What was told to him that if you go to the Qariyatul Salihin, then Allah Ta'ala will look at you favorably and forgive you. But he didn't reach up there. He didn't reach there, though he didn't reach, but Allah Ta'ala blessed him. Then you ask and you analyze, how did Allah Ta'ala bless him when he hadn't reached? So, again you come, you say that, you give the same answer, try. Did he try his best? He tried to get there, but he didn't end up getting there. But he didn't leave out any effort in reaching there. So he tried his best to reach there, and that was the limit. Then he struggled, he crawled, and then he died. But he didn't reach up there. So this is such a great word of consolement for all the Salikin. Try. Just keep trying. And it is the promise of Allah Ta'ala, the one that tries, then Allah Pak looks at him favorably. أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَالَهَا سَعِيهَا. So the word that Labak uses is sa'a. Sa'a, try, effort, work. You do the work correctly, then Labak says that your work has been appreciated, it's endorsed, it's approved. So don't stress beyond that. So you got the format of namaz. These are the format: make wuzu, face the qibla, be pure, etc. Do these postures right. Now, get the other dimension, get the mind right. What must be the mental state of that namaz? So you got the physical side, now you added the mental side, Now you tried. When you tried, wherever you are, then Allah Ta'ala will bless you, will crown your efforts.
سالک کے دو سفر ہیں, ایک الی الاحوال, دوسرا من الاحوال. ارشاد, سالک کا ایک سفر تو الی الاحوال ہے کہ اس پر احوال طاری ہوتے ہیں, اور دوسرا من الاحوال ہے جس میں وہ سب احوال سلب ہو جاتے ہیں, پھر اس کے بعد وہ دوسرے نوع کے احوال عطا ہوتے ہیں. اس کے ایسی مثال ہے جیسے باغ میں درختوں پر دو قسم کے پھول ہوتے ہیں, ایک جھوٹا پھول ہوتا ہے, وہ چند روز کے بعد جھڑ جاتا ہے, پھر سچا پھول آتا ہے, وہ باقی رہتا ہے. اب اس پر پھل لگنے شروع ہوتے ہیں, یا جیسے صبح صادق ہوتی ہے, ایک کاذب جس کا نور جلدی زائل ہو جاتا ہے, دوسری صادق جس کا نور بڑھتا ہے. اسی طرح صادق پر دو حالتیں گزرتی ہیں, ایک میں احوال ناقصہ عطا ہوتے ہیں, اور دوسری میں ناقصہ سلب ہو کر احوال کاملہ عطا ہوتے ہیں. اب یہ شخص پختہ ہو گیا, اب اس کو حق ہے کہ لذائذ بھی کھائے اور عمدہ لباس بھی پہنے, کیونکہ یہ ہر شے میں تجلی حق کا مشاہدہ کرتا ہے اور اس کا حق بھی ادا کرتا ہے.
One lady, she sent her son to Hazrat Sayyid Abu Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi for reformation, correction, whatever. After some time, she came to see the son, and she saw that the son was thin as a stick, skin and bones. In the meanwhile, she saw the state of the son, hardly eating anything, and he became skin and bones. Then she had seen the Sayyid Abu Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh. He saw there were so many varieties, right? Biryani and plow and chicken and whatever, tandoori and all that. So she says, all right, so Islam means now that the Shaykh can enjoy everything and the murid must suffer. So he had to explain the whole concept to this woman. What happens here, right? When the murid comes in, he's still very, 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 very raw, right? In this raw state, he has to cultivate, make the person, because he's raw. And it's a process, because it's not just a physical thing, it's a spiritual thing, right? And the spiritual thing has to be worked on. So in the process now, all the wrong type of temptations all must be killed in him. See? Like how you see a branch that is wet, right? And you try to set it alight, fresh branch, you just plucked it. And you want to set it alight, can't. And then after that, when you leave it in the sun, let it dry for some time, and it's totally dried. Now you try to light it up, straight away it gets it. So now when he came, he's moist with the moisture of temptation, wrong inclinations, right? So those wrong inclinations and wrong temptations have to be dried out of him. Right? When those wrong inclinations are dried out of him, then the fire of Iman, the fire of righteousness, can take on. Now it's trying to put on something and it's going off again. Trying to put him on and it's getting off. Why? It's a temptation, wrong temptation. So at every phase, he's getting off again. We're trying to work and getting off again. So now that is ahwal, right? And then one is anil ahwal, ilal ahwal, and one is that. One is now ahwal mawjood. And now you came out of that. And once you came out of that, right, so that this person's nisbat is strong now. His nisbat is strong. Now if he enjoys those comforts, then it won't hurt him. Although he'll also be a little bit careful, but he enjoying the comforts is different to that first person enjoying the comforts. This person here, when the wetness of evil is still in him, so adding luxuries will add to the evil. Because the evil is still there. You just heard on Bayan, 1-2 days he's right, again he's looking at phone again, again he's checking movies, again he's seeing what type of porn stuff and all that. So one day it came right and then fell back. Because that moisture, that water of evil is there. And this comfort is just adding to that water. It's not decreasing the water, it's adding. But now the person that is dried of it complete, is dried, now it's not a dangerous thing, because the light that he's got is very strong. When it's very strong, then it can't be just put off. See, like, look at a candle, right? And you leave it here under the fan, in 1 second it'll go off, right? But now you put a powerful light. It's covered from all sides. Again, the light is fire. Inside you can see what it is, it's fire, right? But that fire is now secure from all sides. From top, from below, from the sides, from all sides, that fire is secure. So the roughest weather, this light will be able to endure. Why? It's secure from all sides. Now that fire wants to compare itself to this fire here. Is the comparison right? Comparison not right. Now this one here can be in the wind, can enjoy the rain, and still carry on its work. Like how you see the street life, right? Wind, storm, snow, anything can come. That thing carries on. Why? It's reached such a power, such a state where it can enjoy everything. But an ordinary fire, a candle, wants to compare itself to that light, then comparison is not right. So this person is working and then, so as Sayyid Ul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi, when this woman complained, so what she did was the chicken that he was eating, he assembled all the bones together in the right format, and then he said, "Qum bi iznillah." By the command of Allah, now you get up. And the rooster just got up and said, "Kukri kuk." Right? So this woman is saying, right, when your son comes at this stage, he comes like this, right, then he can enjoy all the pleasures. Now he's still in the infancy. He still has to work, dry himself out from all the wrong passions, temptations, etc. Dry himself, then one day, inshallah, he'll also enjoy all these things here.
Insan ka kamal tahsil-e adalat hai. Irshad hukama ka is par ittifaq hai ki insan ka kamal ye hai ki quwwat-e aqliya aur quwwat-e shahwiya aur quwwat-e ghazbiya mein i'tidal ka darja hasil kare. اگر اس میں افراد کا درجہ ہو یا تفرید کا تو یہ کمال نہیں بلکہ نقص ہے. قوت عقلیہ میں تفرید کا درجہ حماقت ہے اور افراد کا درجہ جزیرہ بہت تیزی, اور درجہ اعتدال کا نام حکمت ہے. قوت شبویہ سے مراد وہ قوت ہے جو منافع کو حاصل کرنا چاہتی ہے, اور قوت غزبیہ سے وہ قوت مراد ہے جو مضرتوں کو دفع کرنا چاہتی ہے. اسی طرح قوت غزبیہ میں درجہ افراد کا نام تہور ہے, تفرید کا نام
تہور
ہے. اسی طرح قوت غزبیہ میں درجہ افراد کا نام تہور ہے, تفرید کا نام جبن ہے, اعتدال کا نام شجاعت, اور قوت شہویہ درجہ افراد کا نام فجور ہے, اور تفرید کا نام محمود ہے, اور درجہ اعتدال کا نام عفت ہے, اور حکمت و شجاعت اور عفت تینوں کے مجموعہ کا نام عدالت ہے.
The whole idea is to get you balanced, right? To get the right balance. What do you have to put into you that the balance is right? Balance called adalat. See, like the man looks nice, right? When everything is in proportion and balance, right? Then the man looks right. But if one hand is 1 meter, and the other one is 2 meters, you went for the samosa run, will you propose to such an auntie? One is 1 meter, one is 2 meter. One ear is right and one is half the size. Sometimes you're not marrying the ear. Why are you fussing? So you know the balance is not right. So the balance and the proportion, that brings about the perfection. See, فِي أَيِّ سُورَةٍ مَا شَاءَ رَكَبَ. He constructs you, right? فَعَدَلَكْ. And he brings you to proportion, perfection. The perfection is everything must be in proportion, everything must be right. So now, then one is the physical self, and the physical dimension, we understand what has to be in proportion to bring about the perfection, right? Perfection is the physical dimension, you know, right? Nose must be right, ears must be right. Yeah? About 3 weeks ago, one person says, we're married to one girl. So after 3 weeks, he saw her feet. Hey, he feels so disgusted now. What does Dura say? I feel nauseated. After 3 years. Completely after 3 years. So I will just pacify him. Now you have to give a hard word sometimes to pacify it. I say, perhaps if she sees you, she will throw out. You saw her, right? And you complaining. But if she saw you then? So man always thinks that he's right. And she's weak. But he doesn't check himself. So sometimes you have to use this. Go on to some stupid thing, divorce or that. It's like oppressing that girl. So it's a both sides, two sides traffic. So now, you saw the physical side. Now the mental side, what is the perfection in the mental side? So there are three energies there, right? So the one energy that you got is akal, intelligence, right? So that intelligence is meant to be used, right? To abandon that akal is wrong, and to overuse it also is wrong. Now abandoning is called stupidity. You got the brains, why not using it then? You know that you have to work for the exams, but now you're not working, you're not using your brains. So why are you acting stupid? Right? You know that you must drive at this speed here, don't drive at this speed. Right? You're not using your brain, it's ending the thing. Then? Stupidness, isn't it? So, not using it's called it's stupidity, right? You call it baladat, or you call it hamakat, whatever, right? And then overusing the brain also, that also is not right. Use it, but don't overuse it. Now how you overuse it, see, like, you know, you got food, right? I'm just thinking of an example that comes. You got food, it's alright. You more or less, you saw the person that hosted this. It's a good person, so the food should be halal, everything right. his ways are good, so he doesn't intend any bad. So he enjoyed the meal, right? So that's one level. Overuse the brain. This person, he may have poisoned the food. He may have this stunned animal, you know, and it wasn't right zabiha. So he used his brain, but did he use it correctly? Or did he overuse it? When he overused it now life became miserable. Some people have a stupid habit, right? Right now, the dawah now, when you're eating, where you got this slaughter from? Or this tongue? But these are not the questions supposed to be asked at that time. You could have asked all this all before the invitation. But now, right on the table, you're asking the person, so isn't it embarrassing for the person? Now you're going to come and show your piety on the table. So not using it, that's stupidity. Overusing it is also wrong. So the balance is called aqal. Using the aqal, but using it correctly, moderately. People talk of moderation, but they don't know what to mean by moderation. So there are three energies in man, I showed you, right? The second energy that's in man is called temptation, right? Now, here again, to abandon temptation, that's wrong, right? You got temptation, but you left it out completely. Right? That's incorrect. And to over-indulge, that's called a fujur. Temptation now, and you didn't use it at all. Not getting married, not eating luxuries, nothing, absolutely. Right? Not looking after yourself. Right? Right? So now, well, that's also a type of a weakness, a deficiency. Right? Right? You call the person that he's lost his manhood, right? That he's not using himself at all. Right? So he's not using it at all, that's wrong. Right? Is overusing that temptation, then we call it greed, avarice, we'll call it shamelessness, right? Why is overusing it? He's got temptation, but he's using it anywhere, everywhere, right? Going to casinos, going to wrong places, wrong woman, etc., right? Overusing it. So that overusing is also wrong, and not using it at all, when Allah Pak has given his strength. But married, you sleep in one room, I sleep in another room. No contact at all. What do you say? To nikah kyun kiya aapne? So, not using it is wrong. Overusing it is wrong. Right? And the modern part is called iffat. Right? Iffat, chastity. That he uses it, but use it with chastity, with respect, nobility and chastity. Not that he gave it up totally, and not that he's just using it anywhere and everywhere, randomly, anywhere. He is anything coming, just going wild. Right. Then, will there be a difference between a man and an animal? Animal also just goes wild, anywhere, everywhere. You see the mother with the son with the grandmother, is carrying on wild, right? So that's an animal kingdom, right? There's no control of the temptation. And when I think about the algae, it's exactly that animal behavior. The whole khulasa of algae is that you must follow your tendency, right? So then when they worked out the tendency, they found about 56 genders. So someone now, he feels that he's a dog. Some feels a cat, right? So then they'll have a litter box somewhere, and they'll go through all the fur there, number two all there, the dog now. So, but they're not saying he's a dog, he's got that tendency. So if he's a child now, he must bark in the class. Just go to that teacher and just jump on him, bite him a bit. The teacher mustn't do anything because he's a dog now, he's got a tendency. Diwala wrong here. So even so bad, but this Trump also, he says, no, there's only two genders. Khitab Sadarat mein, his official address, he says, only two genders. All his other things is crap. So that's an invitation to be an animal. Algae is another word to be an animal. Alright, if you're an animal, then do what you must do. We live with animals. Right? Be fair, right? We want to be human beings, and you want to be living like an animal, right? Move. So, wants to be like a monkey, right? Live, we're not stopping you. But the monkey, how it lives, jumping from one tree to the other tree, one branch, someone sees a monkey, they'll hit the thing. All the things they'll do. So then live like that, but then be a pure monkey then. Or now you'll be a monkey and living among men, and they say, no, tolerate. So that, see, these words are used incorrectly. Now, if someone is trying to what's the English word now? It's your wife, right? What's the word he's trying to? On his platter, that's another word. Flirt, yeah. Your wife, right? So now, you want to stop him, and nowadays scientists say, no. Must be tolerant. Kya kahenge bhai? What do you say? So, it's the same principle now. This is talking tolerate, right? He's driving a nice Merc, right? I saw the thing, so I will break the thing and steal the thing. So, what I'll do is he has to come and hit me. You know. Tolerant. So, there's a place and a time for tolerating, not anywhere and everywhere. Now you got a house, a little house, 6 rooms, only 2 people living. So, using only 1 room, right? 2 people. So you got 5 people from the jundol in the rooms. If I tolerate, so this whole world, they're turning it to mad people. Turning both into bad. Anyway, every just say tolerate. So someone shot that person in pee, right? Now there's a petition of 250 professional people sympathizing with the person, right? Be tolerant. 250 professional, big specialists and all that. So they're not Muslims actually. They may be doctors, whatever, but they're not Muslims. They just got Muslim names. The Muslim name doesn't qualify you to comment on them. It doesn't qualify you. Doesn't mean that you got a Muslim name. So you can make comments on deen, can't. It's a different thing. You haven't studied it and you don't know it. So say I haven't studied and I don't know. So you fear with yourself and you fear with others. But now, just because you got a Muslim name, and you feel now you got the right to sign a petition against the person who got it. And now you're supporting the person, Shaheed, may his soul rest in peace. So tomorrow you must go and steal someone's house, right? And someone will kill you. you know, shaheed, shaheed. So what a good acting. So Mopin was steal and get shot down and then become shaheed. So the brain doesn't work. Whereas the Quraysh says, in about five places, Lut al-Islam's wife, she did not commit the wrong. She was not amongst those people. But she sympathized with him. إِلَّمْ رَعَتَكْ إِنْهَا كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ قَدَّرْنَاهَا مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ إِنَّهُ مُصِيبُهَا مَا أَصَابَهُ. Same musibah. Why? Just because of her sympathizing. So these are jahils, right? When they're jahils, they can't comment, they can't preside over this. Like now, Blockman, right, is a specialist, he specialized in being a black man, a Blockman, right? Now, he wants to give a ruling on a heart. Now, I work on animals every day. I work on life every day, every day. So now, I can write about this thing here. But if you remain there, carry on your Blockman and all that, and don't interfere with this. So exactly the same here. You're qualified for this. So don't want to interfere in this thing here. It's not your lane. You move, remain on your lane. So that this third energy Allah has given. So I show you two energies. One is Aql, one is chastity, right? The second, right? The third energy Allah Pak has given every human being is anger, right? Every human has got that. Right? So the difference between temptation and anger is, temptation is the craving, right? Crave. Right? And anger is that when you perceive some danger, some wrong, right? Some wrong, some apprehensive, right? When you apprehend something and now you want to react to save yourself or the next person from danger, right? So you become angry. So you apprehend some danger, some problem, and when you apprehend that, now you want to stop it, you want to discourage it, you want to hit the person, right? Why? Because you apprehend some wrong, some serious wrong, right? Some places you have to hit the person. He came to your house as a guest, right? And now, secretly, he brought a liter of petrol and he wants to set your house on fire, right? So you say, Mahatma, we tolerate all these things. What will happen then? Right? You must to flirt with your wife. Tolerate. Right? See, that's the whole world charter is an animal charter, actually. They want to reduce the man to an animal. Right? And the strange thing that was coming to my mind this morning, right? That the world has learned and mastered. What have they mastered? They mastered the ability of being monkeys, but aping the West. Right? Monkey see, monkey do. So anything that comes from the West, that will be good, and just ape it, right? So now, if you learn that evolution theory very well, right, then in the science paper they'll give you 35 marks out of 35. Why? You learn the act of being a monkey. So where this thing came from, this evolution, where it came from? It came from the West. They started the whole thing. So whatever comes from the West is best. See? Whatever comes from the White is right. So they change your whole brains to think comes from the West is best, What is white is right. So they mesmerized, they hypnotized the entire world, right? Until our ulama, Allah bless them, they revolted, right? When they revolted, they showed the world that this is trash. This is coming from the sewage, right? Just throw it back where it came from. So they created an awakening, right? I ask you, if this whole evolution thing, if it came from Malawi, right? Where the world didn't embrace the thing. It came from Zululand, right? With the Basutu land. But if it comes from England, then see, that's our mind has been poisoned, has been hypnotized. It's come from that side, then that's education. See that? And the way it is such an important part of the curriculum, right? That you don't know this thing, you fail. See that? How they poison your mind. Where it came from? The West. What comes from the West is best. What comes from that side is right. It's your whole mind. Right? So when you make the khulas of the whole thing, is they want to make you godless and animals. What? That don't believe in a god and become like an animal. See, that's the whole khulas of Westernism. It's the whole khulas of today's secular education. Be an animal, but a very glossy animal. You know, it gives an animal a look of a man. But within you are all the instincts of an animal. But you give a cover, but he looks like a man, you see. They speak nice. But all the features and all the behavior of the animal will find the person. So that's not the whole philosophy of secularism and Westernism. So now, this third thing we're talking of is called ghazab, right? And every person has got it. Now, not to use it at all, right? Someone is flirting with your wife. So no, don't worry, I'm tolerant. Don't worry, you can carry on. He's breaking into your house. No, don't worry, I'm tolerant. He punched you. So right, I'm tolerant. So that's one extreme. And the second extreme, the other extreme of anger is zulm. You're not concerned. He saw you once, and you saw him from his father, right till Adam alayhi salam. Grandfather, everybody, fighting, everybody. See? So, now bring a moderation between this extreme, this one, and the other one, right? Right? So, now that when you saved yourself from both the extremes, then you're normal. So there's three energies, they said. One is the intelligence. Number two is temptation, right? Temptation. And two extremes is the temptation, right? And number three is anger. And the two extremes, and what's the moderation? So if you got moderation in all three, then you have come to the level of perfection. Otherwise, it's like the story I told you just now, that one hand is 1 meter and the other hand is 2 meters. What do you see? There's something deficient, isn't it? But now this inner deficiencies, we don't see them. The outer deficiency, we can see it, so we relate. But the inner deficiencies, because we can't see it, or we are trained wrong, right? We are trained in the wrong camp. So we're behaving wrong because we are trained in the wrong camp. So this is the whole idea of the soul, to bring you to the level of perfection.
Insan ka kaam talab o fikr o sa'i hai. Irshad kamal kisi ke ikhtiyar mein nahi hai aur na insaan iska mukallaf hai. Insaan ka kaam talab o fikr o sa'i hai. Agar talab ke saath sari umar bhi naqis rahe تو وہ انشاءاللہ کاملین ہی کے برابر ہوگا بلکہ ممکن ہے بعض باتوں میں ان سے بڑھ جائے یعنی مشقت کے ثواب میں کیونکہ کاملین کو نفس کی مخالفت گرا نہیں ہوتی ہے اور دلیل اس کی یہ حدیث ہے.
کیا حدیث؟
اس طریق میں فکر اور دھن بڑی چیز ہے.
تو آپ کی بات بھی ناقص رہ گئی. تو طلب، فکر اینڈ عمل.
صحیح.
تو ون از فکر، طلب اینڈ صحیح. سو وی بین اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ طلب، ٹرائنگ، رائٹ؟ وی اسپوک اباؤٹ صحیح ٹرائنگ. And the third thing is fikr, concept. You see, to see that fikr is such a thing, that fikr is the light of your intelligence. Fikr is the light. You know, thinking, reasoning, right? So when you're reasoning properly, you'll come to the right answer, right? Simple thing, like analyzing, right? 2 + 2 = 4. You reasoned, right? You used your reason. You came to the right conclusion, right? But you're not reasoning right. It's a 2 + 2, it's a half. If he's an accountant, what will happen? You make a mess up, isn't it? You make a major mess. Why he didn't reason rightly? So you need to make the effort also, but reason also. Not just an effort, random, wild effort. No. You make an effort, but apply your reason. Lubbock is a distinguished man with the ability to reason, see things in perspective, understand how things work, right? So use your reasoning and work, right? Work also, but use your reasoning as well. And the time the person that is trying, and he's not a kamil, right? His maqam and his status can be even greater than a kamil, because he's trying, he's making the effort. The kamil is already like a disciplined person, disciplined. He doesn't have to try, right? He doesn't have to try. He's got no wrong temptation, right? When you have no wrong temptation, now is there any effort, any struggle? So now, the person that is struggling all the time, right to the end, struggling, sometimes his maqam can be even greater than the kamil, because he's trying, he's restraining, and he's going through difficulty. He's going through a lot of difficulty in getting this. So now, some people are that they are like very sensitive, right? So now, the sensitivity, for example, in the classroom, there was a girl, right? And now, that memory now is not leaving you. You restrain yourself, making toba, not fantasizing, you didn't flirt, acting, absolutely, right? But the difficulty is there. You get flashbacks, the girl. That kabiha auntie, that kabiha. All the time she's coming for you, right? So you understand the difficulty that the person is with. He's not flirting, he's not fantasizing, he's not putting his mind to that, but he's just getting flashbacks. Namaz time is coming again. His family is coming. You know, sleep is coming again. In his happy moments, she's coming again. Right? So don't take a chance with these things there. Don't experiment. One man is almost past 70. So he said, I was in Anjuman school, you know, and there was one girl there. Now, we had nothing. I had a special spot in my heart. Can't I just send a birthday message or an Eid? See that memory doesn't leave you. Now, imagine it will restrain, right, all that. Well, I care, she must be dead or whatever, but the memory is still inside. So not thinking, not reminiscing, not flirting, not fantasizing, isn't that an effort? You restrain yourself. So the effort and the right thinking, you apply mind, right? So the right thinking is like this, where there is, for example, there's potential for guna, right? But there's potential for sin, then I avoided that place. Right? I see a phone, right? I ask you, is there the potential for wrong? Is there the potential? So then I threw the thing, because I know there's potential. It'll just take me a second to be in porn already, right? Just in 1 second, I'm in there already. So now, there is the potential for wrong there. So now, I use my brain, I use my, this potential for wrong. Right? So when there's potential for wrong, and so quickly I can fall in, so I can't. Yeah? Because I'm using my brain. Why? How I use my brain? Because Allah Bak says, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. These are my parameters. Don't even come close. So the phone is there, is it close or not? Is it close or not? تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. Don't even come close. So here, I said that other ayat, لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ السَّيْدِ تَنَالُهُ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَرِمَاحُكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُمْ. Right? Well within the reach of your hands. Lances in your hands. See, the phone within the reach of your hand, isn't it? See that? So you could, there's a trial now. Now you know you're going to fall into it. Then what's the right thing? Allah Bakhtu Fumsi.